Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Earlier this summer, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu said this.
Put simply, the legislation will erect every possible legal and procedural hurdle to prevent other states from forcing our businesses to collect sales taxes.
That live tax-free or die cry was in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's major decision in June that allows states to require online retailers to collect sales taxes, even if the business doesn't have a physical presence in the state. Meaning, for example, a Granite State business selling online to South Dakota consumers would have to collect sales taxes from its customers. Well, Sununu pledged to fight back, but in a special legislative session just this afternoon, things did not go as planned. Todd Bookman, a reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio, has been following the story, and he joins us now. Todd, it's good to have you.
Thank you, Meghna.
Okay, so first of all, the governor pledged to fight back against this. What exactly did he want to do?
Well, there was a fairly lengthy bill worked up in committee over the past 2 weeks. The bill would have basically created a whole series of hurdles. So if you're a tax collector from South Dakota or Massachusetts, this bill was going to require you, before you can collect any money from a New Hampshire company, to first register with the New Hampshire Attorney General, pay a fee, and then prove to the New Hampshire Attorney General that your sales tax is constitutional, that it abides by both the U.S. Constitution and the New Hampshire state constitution. It was really seen as a way to throw up a whole bunch of red tape to try to slow or stop an outside business from coming into New Hampshire and attempting to collect this
tax. I have to say, I appreciate the irony of using big government red tape in defense of trying to protect New Hampshire businesses from having to collect sales taxes. I like that. But what happened then today in the state legislature?
Sure. So this was a bit of a head scratcher this morning. So the committee worked up this bill. It came out with a 17-0 recommendation, bipartisan. First, the Senate took up this bill this morning. It passed 24-0. Again, this has the backing of the governor of New Hampshire, Republican Governor Chris Sununu, leadership in both parties. And then it went across the street to the House, and within 20 or so minutes, the New Hampshire House voted to pass an amendment that basically gutted the entire bill. It threw the whole thing, you know, sort of out the window, except for creating a study commission, sort of a special group that will investigate what this Supreme Court decision means and
why
how New Hampshire should best respond.
What have the House members been telling you about why they did that?
So there's a couple of different arguments, but I'm sure if you asked all 400, each would have a different view on this. You know, one Republican that I spoke with said passing this bill as the Senate passed it almost would have legitimized the tax from other states. It's almost like admitting that these states, the 45 states with a sales tax, have the legal authority to try to force a New Hampshire business to collect on their behalf, that all these, restrictive steps were basically like a toll booth rather than a firm roadblock.
So you follow New Hampshire politics closely, obviously, Todd. I mean,
sure.
Does that make sense to you?
You know, I spoke with some tax experts immediately after this bill, and they said, look, the U.S. Supreme Court has spoken here. It has sided with South Dakota and the 45 sales tax states. Folks are of the opinion, for the most part, that these states are now going to be able to require businesses to collect and remit this tax. So, these House lawmakers, though, might view the law very differently. And I think a lot of people are expecting this to end up back in the court system in some way, shape, or form. The second argument I heard was that this system would almost give New Hampshire businesses like a false sense of security, that by saying, wait, the Attorney General needs to first review this tax, that businesses here who receive this tax bill from Massachusetts, they may delay paying the sales tax bill. And by delaying or failing to pay, they were going to expose themselves to fees or potential penalties, that this
right.
was actually going to cost businesses more in the long run. So that was the basic argument I heard.
Okay, interesting. So you have, though, been talking to, I imagine, a number of business owners in New Hampshire. I mean, how popular were the governor's ideas?
Lots of businesses wanted something done. They wanted to either slow down the collection of these taxes or at least maybe try to provide some clarity for the process. Remember, the issue here is that companies in New Hampshire have no experience collecting a sales tax.
Right.
This is just something we don't do here. And so these businesses are going to need to go out and potentially buy software, figure out, you know, the accounting and bookkeeping systems to collect this tax and then remit it. It's really seen by New Hampshire businesses as all cost and no benefits.
Right. This was exactly the argument that was made before the Supreme Court, that especially small businesses anywhere in the country, but perhaps especially in places like New Hampshire, had never had to deal with this and wouldn't have the sort of business, not just acumen, but resources to do it.
Exactly. And in the five states with no sales tax, which includes New Hampshire, none of this tax revenue will stay at home. So there's this perception that it won't benefit us. So why are we going to deal with it? Why are we going to even, collect this money for somebody else?
So, Todd, one more question. I heard you say earlier then that this legislative package is going to be further studied. Is that right?
Then okay. When the House passed the further study commission, it went back to the Senate, and the Senate voted again unanimously no to reject the study commission. Instead, what the Senate wants to do is hold another special session later this summer to try to craft something with some actual teeth. And it's unclear if that they will be successful. It's unclear if another special session will be held. We'll just have to wait and see.
Just wait and see. You know, summer used to be slow, but it's not anymore. Todd Buchman, no. Reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio. Thank you so very much, Todd.
Thank you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.